Navy veteran Ron Ikaika Rivera Jr. says when you first see him and all his tattoos, you see a
big bad, scary looking Hell's Angel guy.
But if you look closer, the ink tells a different, much more surprising story. Rivera is a retired corpsman, which is what the Navy calls its medics. In this edition of StoryCorps, Rivera sat down with his friend, fellow retired Army medic Jason Deitch, for a conversation about love, devotion, and service in the lives of veterans.
So tell me who Ron Rivera was before he became a soldier.
My dad's a Hawaiian. My mom's of Irish descent, so I'm kind of like the first American generation of my family. I grew up in various locations of the East Bay. It was tough. It was tough being poor growing up. It was tough not having things. I had a phenomenal grandfather and grandmother that were more like my parents than anything. They always took care of me. I was lucky to have that in my life. They both worked at Mother's Cookies in Oakland. He was a truck driver, but never really spoke too much. Taught me how to hunt, taught me how to fish, taught me how to shoot, taught me how to live my life. My grandfather never swam without jeans on because of the shrapnel in his legs and his back. He was an Inchon Marine. Didn't talk about it except for to his best friend in the world, Jack, which was his corpsman, which had pulled him out. And for years, my grandfather never said anything about Korea until I came back home. When I came back home, Grandpa grabbed me and he took me downstairs at their house. And he busted out everything he had from his chest. He kept this for years. He didn't share this with his, he had three boys and two girls. He didn't share this with them. He didn't share this with my grandmother. And he busted it out. And I never seen my grandfather drink before. He and I killed a six pack. It was crazy. And the man told me all about what happened. Then he showed me his scars on his legs. And then he gave me his EGAs and he gave me his medals. And, that day was more important than any day of my life that anything was given to me in the military.
You are a nurse now, right? Would you consider going off and becoming a nurse, your transition back into the civilian world?
No, because I went to Napa Valley College and got stuck at Napa State Hospital running a veterans group. I can't get away from my vets, man. So we walked over to Napa State Hospital. We walk in and there's all these vets wandering around like total PTSD, like screwed up, like crazy screwed up though. And we're like, hey, we're ready to go. You guys, let's have a group. And nobody had ever been able to stay there very long because these guys would throw stuff at them or some crap would start off. The orderlies would get involved. And the guys looked at us and said, hey, were you in the military? I go, yeah. They goes, what did you do? I was a corpsman. The guy goes, oh, I was a Marine in Vietnam. I'm like, oh, okay. Boom, we're all sitting down in a group. Like for like 16 weeks, we ran this group. And just, I'm not a f***ing therapist. Yeah. I was a doc, and we just sat there talking. And that's all we did was talk. They smoked and joked and everything else, but it was like the calmest. And that meant so much to me to see these guys go from an element of just absolute, the world did not care about them, but to stick them in this place. Yeah. And the world just thought that they didn't have any value.
You did work while you were going through nursing school, obviously, with vets, right? Yeah. And then now you do end-of-life care, hospice care, for veterans at the end of their life. You, in a text to me, you summed it up in amazing words. You said, I helped the brothers get ready for their last deployment or something.
Absolutely. It's just like getting to the door again, man. Your first jump, your first door you're going to kick in, your first dynamic entry, whatever, bro. You got to be, that's a f***ing scary door, dude. Yeah. That's a hot door. I lost my grandmother to hospice, and that's when I became a hospice nurse. Every time, it's a little bit of selfishness too. Yeah. Even though this would cross every palliative care and whatever boundary, and every nurse would be clenching their fists at me right now. Every time I go into a home, I see a piece of my family. I see a grandma and a grandpa that need help. I see how my grandparents passed. I see how my aunt and uncle may pass. So the gratification I get at helping people in their moment of absolute f***ing chaos, their loved ones dying, they're freaking out, and it's just pandemonium in there. I can fix that. It's being able to empower them and their families to make that decision. I want to die at home, bro. I don't want to die in no sterile f-ing hospital bed. I didn't want my brothers dying in f-ing dirt.
Yeah.
You just don't do that.
What it sounds like to me is you found your service. You found service. You did it. You figured out a way to do it. Maybe you weren't like, you know, plotting all of this stuff, but your body, the way your character is, the way your mind is built, the way you see the world, the way you design yourself, right? How your gut dictates to you where you go, right? You built it. Your life has been a life of service of one kind or another, but always of service.
Can't help it.
You're not supposed to, bro.